Good morning, everyone. It's almost 10:30, so almost time for us to get going on yet another session entitled Performance. Very excited to have five speakers here, starting with Winston. I think format is by now standard. 15 minutes plus 3 minutes for machine swapping and questions. So I'll be counting down the 15 for future for you. And first off, Winston on progress.
Hi. Thanks, Dirk. I'm Winston Chang. I work at our studio. And today I'm going to be talking about speeding up your code, or using code problems to help you speed up your code. So this is a common question if you're an R programmer. How do we make R code faster? I'm sure we've all asked ourselves that question. And in order to answer that question, you need to know this first. Why is my R code slow? And there's a lot of rules of thumb and intuitions that we have about how to speed things up in R. And I'm going to walk through some of this stuff. So first I'm going to start with an optimization problem. So this should be fun. Let's say you've got a data frame with a bunch of columns, and each of these columns has it's just filled with numbers. And you want to normalize each of these columns so that the mean of each column is zero. So for one column, you take the mean, and then you subtract the mean from all the elements, and then you move on to the next column, and so on. So in this example, I'm just generating some sample data off the top. And then I've got this function norm calls, which it works this way. It takes the data frame and it applies the mean function to all of the columns. And so, we've heard that the apply functions are fast, so I'll use apply, take the data, object D, this means operate on columns, and apply the mean function to each of those columns. And then we save the result in a variable called means, and this is supposed to be a vector of numbers. And then we can iterate over all of those and subtract them from each of the columns, and then return the value. And then we invoke the function by calling norm calls on the data. All right, so let's try this. I believe we already have this created. Okay, so let's define this function. And call it invisible because if R tries to print it out, it takes a very long time. So that took a couple seconds. Now if you're doing your first pass investigation of what's slow in your program, you might do something like just wrap the whole thing in system.time. This is the very basic time measurement. This is the same code, but we're just wrapping it in system.time. All right, so again, we can just run that here. And that took about 2.2 seconds. Okay, so at this point you might start, calling system.time on each of the parts of your of the function and trying to figure out what part is slow that way. But R has some tools to make that process a little bit more efficient. So I'm going to talk about profiling in R. R has a built-in sampling profiler called rprof. And to run it, you just call rprof. You run your code, and then you call rprof null, and that stops the profiler. Now what that does is, this is a diagram of time here. So your computer is doing processing over time here. The R process is doing a computation. And then every 10 or 20 milliseconds, every 20 milliseconds, I believe, is the default, the profiler will stop the R process, and it'll ask what function is currently being called. And it'll record that, and it'll keep going, and then it'll do it again after another 20 milliseconds, and so on and so on and so on. Now, what I've shown you here is not very interesting because it's going to spend all of its time in the norm calls function. But the profiler tells you more than that. It's not just the top level function call. So in your R code, you probably have functions calling functions. So the norm calls, like this first sample, the norm calls function we call apply, because that's what's up here. And apply will call a bunch of other different functions, add that matrix, and et cetera, et cetera. And the profiler records all of that. every sample it records that information. This is the call stack. So here it might be the apply function that we call mean of columns and so on, and then eventually we'll call minus function. So this is actually a function. And then it'll complete. So one thing to remember is that this profiler, this might be the full detail of what your computer is doing. This very complicated thing. But what the profiler shows you is something that's like this. It's a very granular view of your data. So it's not showing you everything the computer is doing. But it's enough information to help you speed it up. Because if you're trying to speed up your program, what you need to do is search for the slow parts, the big slow things. And you can still see the big details there, the oceans, the continents, clouds. I've worked on this tool called ProfViz, which is a tool for visualizing and exploring profiler data that the profiler gives you. So using it is pretty easy. You just install it from CRAN, install the package as ProfViz, load it, and then you call ProfViz and with your code here. So this is the same code we had before. And if we do this, I'm in our studio, so when you're running it in our studio, it pops up in a nice little in a pane like this. If you're not in our studio, it'll come in a browser window, so you can still use it just the same. We're really zooming. I'm going to zoom out. Hopefully, you can still sort of make out the code in the back there. So on the top here, we have the code that was run, and like for example, we can go down to the line. This is when we call the function norm calls, and over here it shows how much time it took. That's 1880 milliseconds was spent in this line of code, and over here shows the memory allocation. So in megabytes. So you might not be able to read it back there, but it's there's 2 gigabytes of memory were allocated in this function, and 2 gigabytes were deallocated in this function. And then you can explore it a little bit more deeply. You can see inside the function, it called apply, and here it spent about 1460 milliseconds on the apply on this line of code, and then 420 milliseconds on this line of code where it actually did the subtraction. And on the bottom, we have a flame graph, and this is showing that information that I talked about before. Let me zoom in here so that you can hopefully make out some of the text in the back. This call is norm calls on the bottom here, and when you move your mouse over, that highlights the corresponding line of code if it's available. Norm call is called apply, and apply called these other functions, as at matrix. You can zoom in actually here. As.matrix.dataframe and almost. And then it calls aperm, and then it does the mean stuff over here. And then over on this part, this section of time is the subtraction. So we can see the main culprit here is the apply. Inside of that, it's first taking your data frame and converting it to a matrix, and then aperm is transposes the matrix, and then only after that can we start doing the computation that's interesting. Taking the mean. And now, as you look at this call stack, this is a top-level function. At this level, that usually means there's nothing else on top of it, because that means it's calling some C code, or it's calling primitive functions in R, which don't show up in the profiler. Okay, so this seems inefficient. Converting to a matrix first seems like a pretty expensive operation that isn't really getting us where we want to go. So we can look at so once we know this is the slow part, let's try to speed it up. Now, what are some alternatives to calling apply? Well, this is what we did, apply. There's also column means. It's a function for taking column means. That should be pretty fast, right? And we can also make use of the fact that data frames in R are implemented as lists of vectors, and where each column in the data frame is an element list. So we can L-apply the mean function over all this polygonness, or we can use V-apply if we want to return it. If we want instead of a list to come back, we get a numeric vector. But these are, you know, these are essentially the same. It's just that there's a type that you can specify with V-apply. All right, so we can, you know, we can do the same thing. We can run profviz on that little block of code. Now we can compare these different methods of that operation. So apply took about 1,500 milliseconds here. Call means took 490 milliseconds. And lapply and vapply took about 100. And you might be wondering, well, why is call means so slow? It's for call means. It should be fast, right? Well, it is fast if what you're giving it is a matrix. But as we see down here, most of the time is spent converting the data frame to a matrix, and then it can, and then you know, it spends that tiny little sliver on probably actual computing means. And you know, the input data in this case happens to be all numbers, so it could be a matrix, but so it could be converted to a matrix. But you know, just imagine that this is a data frame with other columns that wouldn't survive coercion from a matrix. Okay, so you know, then now we've, you know, in this particular case, we found a faster way of doing it using L-apply or V-apply, and then we can just stick that right in there and run this, and now so it's now taking the means take is much faster, 100 milliseconds, and now this is the slow part, the subtraction is the slow part, and there's still room for improvement here, but. You know, as a rule of thumb, when you're doing this profiling, you want to pick off the big things first, and then because that's going to give you the most benefit. Okay, so that's the final problem. Again, there's still room for improvement if you want to try improving on that. And I had another example, but there's not enough time for that. So, as I mentioned, profviz, it works nicely with RStudio, but this requires a recent daily build in RStudio, which you can download just by Google RStudio daily build. And what you get is there's a profiling menu on RStudio that lets you access some of those other functions. You can save these profiles, publish them, and I'll show you how that. I'll demonstrate some of this stuff here. Okay, so. Down here. So if you want to profile some code in RStudio, you might not want to, you know, wrap it in that profviz call that I was doing before. But you can just select your code, go to profile and profile selected lines. If you run that, it'll profile it and show it in this paint panel right here. So once we've got this profile, you can publish it to RPubs. I'm not actually going to publish this right now, but I'll show you what it will look like. It's RPubs, if you don't already know. It's just a free online place to publish various things, R marketing documents, and so on. And it'll be like this. So this stuff just runs in a web browser. And you can also save it. I can save it to a file, I'll just call it untitled, and I can load it back. It's untitled.rprofiz, and I will load it like that. Now this is actually, let me delete this. This is actually an HTML file, it's just a web page. So if I call it untitled.html, I can open up my web browser and share it. Okay, so there you go. So some things I want you to remember from this is to understand how the sampling profiler works, understand the profviz interface, and remember that sometimes performance bottlenecks are counterintuitive. For more information, check out rstudio.github.io/profviz, and there's some details I glossed over in a frequently asked question. But a lot of them are answered in the frequently asked questions section there. Thanks.
Yeah.
3 minutes for questions?
It's probably in the FAQ, but if I want to use it, say, with Emacs, CSS, rather than RStudio, you say it works?
It should,
with that?
Yeah, it should work as long as you can open up a browser window from R.
I'm interested in memory profiling. How did you do the memory profiling? So do you get what happens inside .call, or do you also get the stuff which might happen inside .c?
So there's a detail I glossed over in the memory profiling, which is, this is not the amount of memory that was necessarily allocated in this line of code, but it was up until that point when the profiler hit that sample. But as for the question you're asking about .c and .call, I'm just using whatever our prof is giving me. So I actually don't know that. That's exactly the answer to that question. Yeah.
So when debugging, using Pipe from a greater R package,
yep.
In a function, debugging is a bit hacky because it goes into that function. How does it work with this?
You'll see it, the pipe function on the call stack, but because of the delayed evaluation, lazy evaluation, the call stack might look sort of flipped over and inverted. The FAQ has some touches on that, but I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
Okay, I would check that.
Yep.
Does this support profiling for multiple processes?
No, it will only tell you the time that's spent in R function calls. So I guess I'd need to know more about what you're expecting from multiple profiling, but I would say generally no.
In my experience, R call hangs off in multiple calls.
Oh, well, there you go.
Any plans to break into around what LLVM, what you see, what you apply, who wants to see? Because I mean, it's really nice to get.
Oh yeah, this can actually it can take the, as long as the data is formatted in the right way, it can process it all, use any sort of control. That would actually be kind of cool if you know. I haven't worked with that, but
I haven't done it in a while. But GCC has had that for a while. It's the same thing. You need some files, and then you just need to ingest.
That's the easy part. There are performance limitations because it is rendered in a web page. The graphics are fast here, but when you have a lot of data, it can kind of bog down. So,
one more, or otherwise we'll take it to the lunch break. Thanks, and
all right, thanks everybody.
On to,